Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the very first episode of Jackson Bailey Spooks America. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Joel.
This show, what I want to do is a secret, sneaky, shameful hobby of mine is the mysteries of the natural world, which sounds real bloody fancy, but what I mean is like
the mysteries of the natural
makes me sound
world.
Like a real
gravity.
Dandy David Attenborough.
Who knows what that is?
What's going on with
I
mummies?
Get to watch
Why
ghosts
so
while
orange?
You narrate
mummies. What are they?
But it's something that I've been not obsessed with. That makes it sound bad. But I've been very interested in since I was like six. There's this picture book that I drew when I was six. And in it, it's like, this is a Yeti. This is a Loch Ness. What the fuck was I doing at six that I'm like, let me write about Yetis?
Wait, a picture book that you drew? Do you mean you created the picture
Yeah,
book?
Not like a... Not
Wait,
like,
you actually created the picture
not
book?
Not a professionally produced one.
No, but like... You mean you drew all the black outlines for someone else to color in?
That's a coloring book.
Oh, wait.
You fucking idiot.
Yeah, you got me there.
But why I bring up how long I've been like looking into this is because I like to think I have an informed opinion on these things, right? Your Loch Ness monsters, your Tunguska events, your bloody Tam and Shud, your fucking Roswells. And so... In this show, what I want to do is I want to present you guys with all of the evidence around a certain mystery, and then I want you guys, using that evidence as it is, to come to a conclusion, all right? We'll try and figure it out.
Okay.
Okay?
I want to let you know in most things I consider myself a skeptic.
Yeah, I figured you probably both did.
Yeah, like I have no whimsy.
Mm-hmm.
I have whimsy, but it is confined to its box.
All right, so yeah, we'll have a good audience.
Okay, so there's a couple of rules for this.
Okay.
There's a couple of things that if you're going to be objective and you're going to have like a informed opinion about all of this hoo-ha, then you kind of got to follow these rules because otherwise you might as well not be having that discussion.
Yeah.
Okay, so first of all, you got to get your opinions and you got to put them in a box and you got to put that box. You remember in high school, like at the start of class, they were like, put your phones in this box?
Yep.
That's what you got to do with your opinions.
What high school did you go to?
Just a regular one.
Like, come around, put your phones in the box, they'll be returned to you at the end of your sentence.
Yeah, that's what I got. Did you not get that?
No.
Like...
What kind of bloody lackadaisical high school where they were like, just keep your phones out.
Mate, whatever.
I put mine in my locker because I didn't want to be distracted.
That's very you. but that goes both ways. And like, I know neither of you do, but if either of you were like, Jackson, ghosts are real. There is no way ghosts aren't real. I would be like, get that opinion, put it in a box, put it under the table. And if you're like, ghosts aren't real, get that opinion, put it in a box, put it under the table. Because otherwise you're not having an objective discussion.
Fair enough.
Second thing, accept everything, believe nothing. Okay. If there's one piece of the story that you're like, that doesn't fit with the rest of my evidence or my information, so I'm going to discount all of my evidence and information because of that one piece, or I'm just going to ignore that one piece. Again, you're not doing it properly. Mm-hmm. Okay. And thirdly, accept when you're beat. If you're like, Jackson, I believe in ghosts wholeheartedly. Fuck, are ghosts real? People die and then God appears and he's like, you can either go to heaven, become another thing, like reincarnation style, or a ghost. And then you got a piece of evidence that just shits in the face of that. You just got to be like, well, there you go. Yep. I'm out of the game.
Okay.
All right, we are good with those.
It's a very elaborate way of saying keep an open mind.
Yeah, but I want to put it in like the right terms. You know what I mean?
One for me is if it makes no eye rolling.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to have to constrain
that. Keep your
that.
Eyes firmly in the head. But here's the thing. You say you got no whimsy, but I like to think I have no whimsy as well. All right. For example, I used to believe pretty wholeheartedly in the Loch Ness Monster. Mm-hmm. When I was like fucking from 13 to like 20, I was like, yeah. But then I started doing some research into what it requires for an animal of that size to survive, the amount of food it needs, the amount of space it needs. And then I started going into and looking into the shape of Loch Ness, because people said that the reason the Loch Ness Monster, like how something that big could survive in a place so little, is that there were like channels to the sea. But actually there aren't.
Ah.
So, or there are like theorized channels, but even if there were, why the fuck is it coming back to that loch? So I had to be like, well, you know what?
Maybe it's like salmon, you know, it always goes back.
Always comes back to have a baby and then
swims
it
up access tunnel to spawn.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Big old bear just waiting there, mouth agape.
Access
like,
tunnel. What was it called again? Channel?
Channel. Access tunnel. To get into the facility to give birth. The Loch Ness Monster needs to go through.
I like
the
how
fence.
I needed to call myself on that one.
And also, like, the fucking varied descriptions of the Loch Ness Monster. Some people are like, it's a plesiosaur. And then, like, a week later, someone's like, I saw a big eel. And you're like, I don't think any of you have seen any. So you got. Right. So I like to think I'm objective. I like to think I look at it with no whimsy. Anyway, what we're going to talk about today is the Patterson-Gimlin footage. You've probably seen it. And in fact, I reckon if you can, I don't know if either of you have your phones, get a visual aid because it's good to have a watch. Patterson, this is classic Bigfoot footage. You'll have all probably seen it either parodied or you've
seen it on like an Oak ad. I'm
exactly.
Sure.
Everybody knows this Sasquatch footage. It's like a being, an unknown
hang
being.
Let me just take my notes. Patterson.
Gimlin. Robert. No, I don't think it was Robert Patterson. Roger Patterson and Robert Gimlin. Both Rob names, and that's irrelevant. But true. But I just think it's good for you guys to get this footage up so you
give me
can
a couple
look
minutes.
It.
I'm just gonna watch the footage.
Yeah, dude. No, I want you to. I want
for
you to
real?
watch the footage and give me your opinion on it. Right. Because I am gonna go through the reasons why this might be genuine footage of a Sasquatch. And
you're
I'm
using
gonna...
your internet, and it's
if this doesn't get cut out, forgive me because I'm not turning the volume down.
I don't think I hope Adam's watching the right footage. I don't remember a car in the footage.
It started with original footage, Jackson. So
okay. If you can find the stabilized version, that'd be good.
It's not a stabilized version.
Can I have a look at what you're watching, Adam?
No.
Sounds just like
a new trailer.
Sounds like you're watching a rally, Adam. There's no talking in the one I'm talking about.
Patterson Gimlin stabilized.
I think it's just meant to be super like scary sounds or something.
That's
like that.
Not the right one. Yep, that's the one. You Zamet's got it. Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, that's the one the I was footage. Watching.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's not normally sound in it. I think that's.
I think they've. It's like whispering
ghosts.
to make it scary.
There's a spooky gremlins in this footage.
Okay.
So what do you think of it? Having looked at it as you have, what are your initial thoughts?
Is this like a quarter of a screen of something that was filming in like 100p?
Yeah. Wow. It was.
When was it filmed?
1965.
Okay, I believe that then.
Give me...
like rewinding it, winding it forward, so like you know, like
it's some Benny Hill shit.
360 news scoop. Boom, boom, boom.
This
footage is dumb. I mean,
that, I know what you mean.
What they're doing is dumb. I'm not gonna stop watching.
How long is it?
It's got another 48 seconds.
What the fuck?
It's just going back and forwards. Now let's zoom and stabilize on the Bigfoot. it's like text on screen in black and white, like a 1920s movie.
That's
funny.
The best. Sam is looking it up on his computer.
Like, my phone just was like, "Not." I'm still loading. By the way, we're still on the Google.
Google's just struggling.
Yeah, he's struggling.
It's difficult for me to watch porn in my
house.
He's
fat. I didn't, like, I think I've seen footage like, or either this parody or this footage before, but I didn't notice how fat he was.
Yeah, he's a chunky boy. Damn, it's
having
a watch.
He's a bit of a chunky boy.
Mm,
I like
bit.
How he walks like a man. And he just kind of like the.
Yeah, he's got like a stroll to him. He's swaying his arms, stuff like that.
If you listeners at home also want to look it up, Patterson Gimlin stabilized.
Is the popular opinion still that This is a connection between monkey and man, like the common ancestor.
The popular opinion as to what the Sasquatch is varies. Yes. A lot of people say that it's a Gigantopithecus, which
it,
is
like,
a...
It does. It, look, it walks like a guy.
It does. I think Sasquatch is...
Wait, he's moving so it goes back and forth. Good. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you just Google it, it's like the first one that comes up.
It's called Bigfoot caught on tape, bracket, Patterson footage stabilized.
He
was not stabilized.
Backwards and forwards. What the fuck?
Like, it's kind of like, because he looks back.
Yeah.
And then he doesn't do anything, whereas you'd think maybe that
he was
like,
looking
attacked.
Back and seeing people, he'd be like, either run or like, I'm going to get him.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Like he's... Very calm.
It could be a lot of, like, it's...
There it is.
Whatever it is, it's pretty far away from the camera, so maybe it doesn't consider it... Like, if I see a deer in the distance, the deer doesn't necessarily just
sprint away
from me.
Depends how the zoom, I guess. Mm.
Patterson Gimlin were... they did have a lot of horses and a whole kind of... Not a crew, but, like, a lot...
He looks like he's wearing shoes, though.
So is this filmed on like some sort of Zapruder thing or whatever?
I'll give you the background. Right. This footage,
we've caught up. We've all caught up.
Everybody's
all
seen the footage. Everybody's watched Bigfoot moonwalk.
Everyone's watched Bigfoot no scope 360. Boop 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 boop.
Oh, Mountain Dew, smoke weed every day. So in 1965, and I might have the date wrong, but I'm sure it's either 1963 or 1965. I'm not sure. Patterson and Gimlin, Roger Patterson and Robert Gimlin, were two mountain men and documentary makers, and they decided they were going to go into the Pacific Northwest of America, and they were going to try and film a Sasquatch, right? So they got on their horses, they got their equipment, they didn't have a team, it was just the two of them. They got all of their gear. They headed into the forest, and they searched for weeks and weeks and weeks with just... pretty much no results whatsoever. On basically the last day of their trip, before they left, they were riding their horses through the woods, and they spied the Bigfoot. Quickly, I think Gimlin was the cameraman. He pulled out his camera, and he filmed the 11, 12-odd seconds that you see today. Mm-hmm. Then he took it back, he showed it, and it became quite, at the time, like a bit of a media sensation. Holy shit, here's a Bigfoot.
Well, yeah.
So what do you think? You're looking at that footage. What are your first thoughts?
If it actually did happen on the last day, that's very lucky of them.
How fortuitous.
But just as footage.
I'm just saying. Like,
yeah,
I'm,
no, that's for sure. We'll get to that. Don't you worry.
that's a big point
that's
later,
in
Adam.
The against section of discussing the Patterson
Gimlin
footage.
It looks like a man in a suit. That's like my first impressions
That's what I'm looking for. You got to have an opinion. I know I said put your opinions in a box.
My opinion's in the box.
But you've got to have an opinion on the footage.
Yeah, the fur is very shiny. Is that a real thing or a fake thing? The fur is very shiny.
It is, yeah. No, it's noticeably shiny.
Yeah, because I don't think I've ever sat and watched that. I think I've only seen that on, like, as I said, like a milk.
It's parodied everywhere, yeah.
So having looked at it, it looks like a man in a suit. Mm-hmm. It looks like a man walking in a suit.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times I can say that, but like try to mean different things.
No, but I know what you mean. You're like, it just looks like a guy in a suit.
Yeah.
That's what. And again, like, I'm not here to say yay or nay, but that I used to think it was fake. I'm not sure anymore.
Currently, but I used Googling to pictures fake. Of monkeys to compare shininess of fur.
That's a good idea. Look up gorillas. Gorillas have pretty shiny fur.
Gorillas?
Fuck, gorillas have such good fur.
They do.
It is a fucking tragedy that I can't touch a gorilla.
It's probably for the best. I feel a gorilla might tear you apart.
Like, shit, that sucks. I want to grab, like, you ever see a silverback's hair? You're just like,
what are you doing there, buddy?
Oh, scrunch the shit out of it.
Gorilla ain't that shiny. Gorilla is not nearly as shiny. No. No, like, I'm looking at pictures of gorillas now. Oh, man. Oh, what a
What did you find?
Show
us.
That is the fattest gorilla I've ever seen.
Yeah, what has this show become? But it's fine. I'm not seeing a lot of
not seeing a lot of shininess.
I'm just enjoying pictures of gorillas now.
They're shiny.
They're not that shiny. No, they're not
I
as
also
shiny
found
as what
the fat
it is
gorilla,
in the...
and I'm real pleased.
It's good. Go a bit down. There's like a really fucking jacked gorilla just below it.
Maybe the show should just be like. Jackson, Adam, and Abbott look at gorilla pictures.
Fuck, I didn't know that I wanted this, but I do.
A bit further up, there's like a little baby gorilla doing this, like a hand gesture, like giving a lot of sass to the camera.
That's the best.
You want to see some fucking sass for the camera?
Whoa! That's a really good, actually a really good photo, because that's a bipedal gorilla. Mm.
Yeah, but they're not as shiny. Mm. It's not nearly as shiny as what the film is showing.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about your fours and againsts. All right. So at the moment, I'm assuming both of you are like in the against category.
I'm not gonna 100% say I'm in the against, because my evidence against is a shiny fur.
so that's fair.
I'm a, like, it just looked like they had a flat sole, so it looked like a sneaker or a shoe.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people, a lot of very notable, and more than I thought, because I did a bit of research before this onto people who've looked at the film. And I've always read, yeah, there were people that said, like, people looked at it and were like, yes, no, that footage is genuine. And the people who looked at it and were like, bupkis. But actually, there are so many people that have looked at this footage and been like, there's a lot of evidence in this to suggest that that's not a person in a suit. Now, this was filmed in 1965 or 3, but either way, the best costume at the time they had, the best special effects, is you're talking Planet of the Apes. You're talking 2001 A Space Odyssey. You're talking that level of, like, if you think about those apes, those gorillas at the beginning of 2001.
Yeah, they definitely look
great. Then you compare that to the costume here. Immediately, you've got to be like, well, I know this looks like a better grade of costume. Doesn't necessarily mean that this is not a costume, but you're like, if it's a costume, it's a bloody good one.
My counter argument is, what technology have we discovered since then that makes our costume so much better?
Actually, an interesting point. There was a fella, his last name was Wallace, I forget his first name, but he was a notorious Bigfoot hoaxer.
Yeah.
There's a lot of footprints, classic footprint, like Sasquatch footprint casts that exist that Wallace is like, yeah, that's me. I got shoes that make it look like I've got Bigfoot feet. Fuck you. And he loves it.
What a great job.
He's great.
I hope that's his job.
He's dead now, but like he was nuts for it. And in the 70s, he was like, or it might have been the early 80s, late 70s, he was like, it was me. It was me in that costume. I designed that costume and I got in it and I fooled them. And they were like, really? What's your evidence? And a lot of his family members were like, actually, we did see an ape costume in his car. We believe him. But then they were like, have you got any other evidence? He was like, no. And then later he was like, all right, I'll do it again. Now his costume, and you can watch the footage as well. I'm not quite sure what you type in, but it's totally different. It's a completely different costume. And a lot of the way it moves, the size of it, a lot of the scale is just like totally different comparatively to the Patterson-Gimlin footage. So yeah, there's potentially a costume, but if it is a costume, it's quite a complicated one. First and foremost, it's a lot bigger than a human. The scale of it is incredible. It's like totally different. The arms are like twice the length of the forearm of a human being. The shoulders are a lot wider. If a person is in that ape suit, that person is piloting a very complicated machine. Secondly, and this is an interesting thing, the better aesthetically a costume like that looks, the more difficult it is to maneuver for the person inside.
Yeah, and that hasn't changed in our technology anyway.
Exactly. There's a famous film, I guess you call film analyst, who looked at that and he's like, the only way I can see something like that being a person in a costume is if they directly glued the fur to the person that was piloting it. So if you watch that footage, you can actually see, and this is something a lot of film analysts say and a lot of zoologists say, they're like, there's muscle movement in the back. When we stabilized the footage in 2012, people were like, when it moves, and I think there's a point where it shifts, might be when it shifts to turn around, there's a muscle in its back that just shifts down, and they're like, If this is a costume, yeah. Holy shit, that is a complicated costume for it to have muscle movement and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of other. There's like one person who's a critic of the film. This is a kind of in the against, but kind of also in the for. And he's like, the gait of the animal or the being in the Patterson-Gimlin footage is not a gait a person can do. It's too wide. It's too quick. And just a human being is, without walking an incredibly strange way, very incapable of it. However, he thinks that, and it's something that's been lost to time, is the, what the fuck do you call it? When, like, the speed of filming? You know how, like, films earlier... Like
24 frames per second?
Yeah, kind of yeah. The frames per second of the film, nobody knows anymore. And he's like, if I could get that frames per second, then I could compare it. Because if it's a lower... You don't call it an aperture, do you? What do you call it?
No, the aperture is the eye of the camera.
Yeah, yeah. If it's a quicker piece of film, then
it slows it down.
Shutter speed.
Shutter speed. That's the one. Yeah. If it's quicker, if the film is filmed in a like not the natural shutter speed, if it's filmed quicker, then it doesn't. A human being isn't capable of it. No, sorry, hang on. The other way around.
Gotcha.
If it's slower,
yeah.
If it's the normal one, humans are capable of it. But if they've sped it up, then it could be a person just walking real strangely.
Okay.
Anyway, again, the scale of it is wrong. The feet, that's something you pointed out. That's something a lot of people pointed out as well. They're like, actually, that's kind of in the against category, but they're like, the insole is wrong. It's not, and there are footprints that Patterson Gimlin took from the site where the animal left. And the people who've looked at that, they're like, actually, that's not how ape feet look. That's just like not how apes tend to operate. That's not how the feet look. It's missing a.
Well, it's definitely not an ape, whatever it is.
But that's true. That's true.
Doesn't work walk like no ape.
But I think it's very interesting and kind of like one of those things that's hard to ignore. And like we said, you kind of got to, in something like this, if you have such a large amount of people claiming one thing, you can't just ignore it because it doesn't fit within your paradigm. So there's a lot of film analysts and zoologists who've looked at this footage and they're like, well, looks like an animal. Large amount. Anyway.
Some more questions.
Sure.
From Adam. What's the story of what Patterson and Gimli were doing? Gimli.
Patterson and the dwarf Gimli. Yeah.
Were doing before and after this footage. Like, did they chase it?
Well, they didn't chase it. What did they say? Interestingly, before, I'm not sure, but I know that Patterson and Gimlin, they never defied it. The whole time, onto their deathbed, neither of them ever said that it was fake. Gimlin, I think, when he was about 70, was like, look, I'm an older man now. I'm a bit wiser. I know I didn't fake it, but I'm not saying that somebody couldn't have been
fooling me.
He's like, back when I was younger, because afterwards they were like, no, there's no way. But he's like, now there's a chance. There's a chance somebody was fooling me with this footage.
Okay. So he's like, I didn't go out there to fake this.
I'm not going
to
rule out.
But if someone was playing a bit of silly buggers,
then that's on me. I could have gotten done in.
Yeah.
So, but other than that, neither of them ever denied it. So that's the four. The four is
my question, though.
Oh, you had another one. I'm sorry.
No. Like, when they, what did they say they did after they finished filming it? Did they chase after it?
I actually don't know, but okay. I think they must have. Or, dang, that's sus.
It just disappeared into the forest.
Let's get into the suspicious things in the Patterson Gimlin footage, because so far I've been like, hey,
pro this,
like, hey. Look at these film analysts saying that's an ape. That's an ape right there. Look at it aping about. However, not a lot of people know this, but Patterson wrote a book before they went out. And in his book, he's like, this is what I expect to find. Oh, another thing. Sorry, I forgot. In the four category. So I don't know if you noticed, but that ape has big old ape titties.
It did have big old ape titties.
It's got big old ape titties.
I was going to almost say, another thing I found out about that is some big old ape titties.
Yeah, it's a lady ape, which a lot of people at the time were like, And I don't know what this was a comment on, but they're like, you wouldn't expect, if they were faking it, for them to go for a female Sasquatch.
I sort of understand what that is about.
Yeah, though. I think just the typical idea we have of a Sasquatch is like not a lady Sasquatch. Yeah,
a woman Sasquatch? No, I don't believe it.
Not in my America.
No, thank you.
There are no lady Sasquatches.
Cover her shame.
So a lot of people are like, well, that just wouldn't be what you would expect to do, make a female Sasquatch. And it's got pretty big ape titties for like noticeably large ape breasts. Anyway, in Patterson's book, there's this illustration. This illustration is of a Sasquatch with big old ape titties. That looks almost identical to the ape in the footage. So,
and Patterson was the one on his deathbed?
Gimlin was the one who was like, I could have been fooled. Okay. Patterson was like, never have, it's an ape, and I'm dead now.
Okay.
What an odd line.
So I guess...
I hope those were his last words.
That was on his tombstone.
I am dead now.
It's an ape, and I'm dead now. Patterson, 1952.
You're standing on my head.
2012.
1952. Several years before
2012,
he
is that when he died?
I don't know. That's just what I went for. That's
Sometimes you know odd things.
No, that's true. I wouldn't have ruled beyond me.
I'm going in with an open mind, Jackson.
That's good. Yes, so I think either there you've got to be like, well, what's more statistically likely? That Patterson found exactly the ape he was looking for on the last day that managed to match almost exactly the ape he'd drawn in his book, or that they encountered an animal that is yet to be catalogued
by science. Was he a good artist?
I don't think he did the art in it. That would be funny, though.
No, not at all.
No, terrible. It's a gross ape.
Okay.
However, then you have to think, if Patterson was like, what was his plan then? Was he like, I've got the perfect plan. I'll draw an ape, a real weirdly specific ape in my book, and then I'll find that weirdly specific ape. It's almost like you were like, I'm going to find a man with a scar, and you draw a man with a scar and a poncho in like a book, and then you dress up a man in a poncho and scar his face, and you're like, there, I got him.
So
that's a little odd.
It is. And also, how much research on the ape did he have?
In terms of
before
like...
Before he... film this.
Well, I mean, it's large apes in America have been seen or like reported since before the colonization of men.
Could if he's getting information and a Sasquatch or a Bigfoot is real, gathering that information and just by a little bit of like an uneducated guess as much, but like
be like, this is what I expect.
This is what I expect to find because I'm taking it into consideration. All this data information, and just so happened, it kind of looks like the same ape.
That's the thing. Like, you know, we point out that...
But then again, hang on. When people are describing platypuses to people or kangaroos to people...
They draw it real wrong. But it's not like he was the first person to draw a Sasquatch. Yeah. Because that's a weird thing you got to think about. You're like, actually, like, there's not much variation in the description of a Sasquatch. Like, if you got 20 people to draw a Sasquatch, like, as realistically as possible, you'd probably get a pretty similar... illustration each time.
Everyone has basic idea. It's like
exactly.
A duck.
Exactly.
Everyone kind of knows what a duck.
Everybody
looks like.
Knows a Sasquatch.
Big Sasquatch, sloping head, big old titties. You know,
perfect.
The Sasquatch.
Do you think every Sasquatch would be like brownish fur? Every Bigfoot would be brownish fur. Sasquatch.
What is happening?
Sasquatch. Sometimes white, maybe.
Yeah, that's true. That's
like
true.
The Yeti.
The Yeti.
Sasquatch could mean Bigfoot or a Yeti.
That's true. And interestingly, here's a little weird whatever. So
interestingly, but continue.
But here we go. So Yetis and Sasquatch, often it's kind of misconception that they're white. Often they're reported to be brown or black. And in fact, in Tibet, they have three different kinds of Yeti. So calm down.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
But there used to be that bridge between Alaska and Russia. You know that the
land bridge?
The land bridge there. So there was a land bridge. So the theory there is that an animal that originated in Asia and Tibet migrated. across the land bridge into America. Huh. And that's how we got the... Because in Russia and in Tibet and fucking you get Sasquatches everywhere. Every country's got a Sasquatch.
Yeah, there's Sasquatch. Hey, you got Sasquatches your yowies, counting you get, everywhere.
What do you call them? Almas? Yarons? Fuck, man. There's Bunyips. Sasquatch everywhere. Bunyips? Bunyips a different thing. We got yowies.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm educated.
Everyone has a big hairy man.
Everybody has a big hairy man in their life.
Everyone has a big hairy man they go home to.
Exactly.
Cuddle up and like,
everyone has that big hairy
cold Thomas.
Unknown ape that they go home to.
Okay.
Yeah, there's that to take into account. You're like, well, maybe he drew this ape with tig old biddies and was like, that's the one I'm going to find. Then he found it. Or maybe he was like, this is what I assume a female one would look like. And then, he found a female ape.
Okay.
So that's another against. It's incredibly suspicious for somebody like that to be like, oh, I'm going to find a Sasquatch. And I did. And then like his countless other people being like, oh, I'm going to find a Sasquatch. And they happened.
True.
So there's that.
I guess it'd make more sense if he wasn't hunting for a Sasquatch and then just came
then
upon a
Sasquatch.
Then he managed
to catch the photo.
And then you're like, okay. But
here
this
we go.
Is a little bit...
Yeah, you got to kind of like be a little bit suspicious of it. Also, the area, Bluff Creek, that's where they took the footage. It was a known
Soul
hangout.
All in the name, Jackson.
What I find really odd is that a bluff is like an actual thing in nature, but they've called it Bluff Creek.
Well, if there's a bluff near a creek.
I guess that makes sense.
It's like if there's a creek near a bluff, and you're like, welcome to Creek Bluff.
That's also dumb, though.
Jackson, neither of those are clever. What was I going to say? Yes, so that area, Bluff Creek, was actually you remember Wallace, the fella who had Bigfoot shoes?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was like a notable hangout of his. Like, that's
that was
where
his beat. That's where he hung out.
It was where he did most of his business. The footprints that had been taken from Bluff Creek, which is why they were passing by Patterson-Gimlin on their way out.
Yeah.
The footprints that had been taken there, they were him. They were Wallace bloody goofing around and tricking everybody into thinking there was a Sasquatch there. So once again, you're like, oh, that's a chink in the armor you know, here is something.
Fuck,
genuine.
I'm loving Wallace. The more and more I hear about
what
him.
What a great guy.
Like, he's just like, these dickheads, here's a giant ape. He's like, thinking there, he's like, got like stilts with like big shoes on him. Like, dickhead.
Also, my favorite part about that is, this is some sort of nature preserve or something, is it? So he does that, and he's like, in a couple months, maybe I'll hear about this.
Yeah, you're right. He never reports it himself. He's just like, that'll get someone. And
oh,
it did.
That's fantastic. All right, yeah. So notable hangout of Wallace.
Of Wallace, a notable fraudster in the Bigfoot sphere. Wallace claimed that Patterson came to his house asking. Patterson always denied this, but Wallace was like, well, he came to ask where to go to find the Bigfoot. So if Wallace is telling the truth and Patterson came to his house and was like, where's the Bigfoot? And Wallace was like, oh, just a Bluff Creek. Let me get on my ape costume.
Yeah, true.
Time to fuck some
maybe
guns.
Maybe you're fighting
as,
about
yeah, as
half
he closes
an hour.
The door, you see him coming, like getting out the back with the like exactly. The ape costume half on.
Yeah, so that's kind of your evidence there, other than the against being that, yes, please, Adam.
My question is just on, while,
yeah,
before
question.
We get
Let's
too
do...
far from this topic.
Yeah.
So, Bluff Creek was a famous place for him to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
Was that because he just enjoyed going there, or were there before him Bigfoot sort of sightings?
Well, the thing
because if the area is known to be a Bigfoot area solely because of him, I feel that's a strike against.
Yeah, then that's incredibly suspicious. Well, I think the problem there is that pretty much America's Pacific, there is not a state in America that hasn't had a Sasquatch sighting. That's just the way it is. So, which is super suspicious, because what's a Sasquatch doing
New York?
In Nevada? Yeah, New York, yeah.
What?
I mean, not the city, but like the state of New York, yeah. So, there you go. I agree. I'm with you guys. Expression, Adam, yes.
he wants a pizza. He's fine.
He's just coming down fucking Main Street. No. So.
Oh, please tell me Hawaii.
Yeah. They have two.
What?
Well, they have their own endemic one.
What?
Yeah. They have a tiny little one that's probably more like a piece of folklore that the native Hawaiians are like, yeah, he lives in the trees, he comes down, he hassles you, throws bricks at you, whatever. Like coconuts.
A leprechaun on holiday.
Sure, bricks.
Leprechaun on holiday.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That one is real. That is a leprechaun on
that
holiday.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
So there have been reports in pretty much every state in America, and they're the Pacific Northwest. If you look at a map of reported sightings, it's like a fucking cluster of sightings. So, chances are there were Sasquatch sightings in Bluff Creek before Patterson-Gimlin and before Wallace, but also I'm sure Wallace didn't help and muddied that whole thing up.
So you're not sure?
Personally, I wasn't sure. I didn't believe. I thought this was Bupkis. I'm like, there's other photographs and footage out there that I'm like, that seems more genuine than this. This seems like obviously a person in a clunky suit. But the more I read people talking about like actual film, and not just like kooks, people who had no stake in it either way. We're not talking about people who were like Monster Quest or like fucking The Hunt for Bigfoot.
Cryptozoologists.
These were people who had no stake. They were just asked to survey the footage, and most of them were like, yeah, that looks like an animal. And what was weird is that even the ones that were like, it's probably not, were like, I actually can't say
one way or the other
because they're just like,
not enough proof.
There's just not enough. But they're like, there's stuff in it that makes me suspicious. And It's kind of like with UFO sightings. It's like when
many UFO sightings.
Oh, I know. I'm sure we'll get to that one day. But so the military, the Air Force had Project Blue Book, which was this is the list of their recorded UFO sightings. So whenever they were involved, they jotted it down in this book. And in the 80s, there was a Freedom of Information, what do you call it when it's like a court case where you're like...
Freedom of Information Act.
Yeah, so that happened on Project Blue Book, so people got access to it. Largely redacted. Like, holy shit.
So heavily black marked.
Here you go. Here's your piece of paper. Everything is just black.
People are like, good.
Useful.
But there's a quote from them during that time, during that whole, like, give us the UFOs. No, no. Where they were like, well, look, 90% are like a misidentification. You know, 5% are people lying or people hoaxing. But they're like, even for us, there are 5% of these sightings that we're like, we just don't have an explanation for. So I'm kind of the same with the Patterson-Gimlin. And I think most of the people who were like on the side of it's a hoax were like, well, yes, 90% of my evidence suggests that this is a hoax. Yeah. But there's that 10% that's just like, but buddy. Yeah.
I feel very, trying not to be, trying to keep, you know, your
put
own
your
mind.
Opinions in a box.
But I feel like it'd be almost more suspicious if 100% of them were explainable. Surely there would be some.
That's
that we
a good point.
Just can't
well, no,
explain.
I sort of tend to agree there with UFO sightings and stuff. Mm. But yeah, you got any other questions about Patterson-Gimlin? Anything that's bugging you? Anything you want more information on?
No, I think I would say it still looks like a man in a suit. And the one thing that's kind of got me surprised, and I have to double check and look into it, is the whole muscle movement of the creature. If they stabilize and he looks back, his muscle sort of goes down. And that would require, you know, to go into it again.
Plus, I think there's another film analyst that was like, when he turns, or she, sorry,
yes,
turns to look at the camera, like her mouth moves. And I think there was a facial analysis. I don't want to say facial analyzer. That doesn't sound like a job.
Lip reading.
A lip man.
Facial analysis is a thing.
But I want to talk about the person and facial analysis.
A body language analysis?
Phrenology.
A phrenologist had a look at the face, and they were like, the way the lips move when it turns around is very chimp-like. It's quite indicative of how an ape shows fear and aggression. Oh, yeah. And another against is that they had horses, and like, the Sasquatch is just like, yo, chirps into the forest.
Like, it is weird, the behavior. It's the way it's walking. Like, I mean, it's just how serendipitous. Mm. It's your last day of filming. You catch a big old titty ape walking.
The exact spitting image of the picture you yourself drew.
Walking away from you as well. Not walking anywhere else, but literally where you're standing, walking away from you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
To the point where you're like, I can get this footage. But then what's interesting is that you're like, if it is a hoax, who was it? Was it Wallace? Was he hoaxing the two of them? Was it Patterson? Was he like, well, I drew that picture, so now I can get in a costume and hoax it? Because Gimlin seemed like he had no idea what was going on.
Something
Patterson teamed up with Wallace.
Something I just thought of. So if this like facial recognition or whatever phrenology that we are going to call it, because it is funny to call it phrenology, and the back muscle thing, if that is all true, that would, because I wanted to say Wallace and Gromit. That's not true.
Wallace and Gimli.
Wallace and Gimli. Their footage. They didn't. They're not going to know 30 or 40 years from now that image stabilization is going to be a thing.
That's true.
So why put that much effort into the costume?
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
If it is definitely got, like, especially in, like, again, you know, I'm going off what you're telling me.
Yeah, oh, I know. All you have is my barely recollected remembrance.
So if they're like, look, it could be a costume, but if it is, it's a real good, well-designed one. Then, yeah, you're right. I mean, why would they think in 30 years we'd have that technology to go
especially
back at this?
Since the original footage, because you guys saw the stabilized one. The original footage is a fucking mess. It's like...
I think you'll find the footage I saw was a fucking mess.
It was a lot of moonwalking.
It's interesting. So it is...
So that's... And again, like, you can never... You weren't there. Like, yeah, none of us are video analysts. None of us are zoologists. So we can never come to, like, a... We can only form an opinion.
Yeah, and like it's like kind of that idea of, well, if they're filming this thing, it is a wild creature, it's a wild animal that is potentially bigger than the thing that it's seeing. If it's an aggressive thing, like, would it try to attack us? There's horses there.
If
it's in its territory, like, what are the behaviors of a Sasquatch slash Yeti?
Chill does this Sasquatch have to be? Turn around and be like, all right.
What if Big Belly, pregnant, that's why it didn't run.
Well, see, that's... But then you also, like, female apes are scary. When they got a baby, they'll get you.
Yeah, that's true.
Not if they're pregnant. Is a female pregnant ape going to come after you?
I don't know. I had the idea that, yeah, if the young's in danger, yeah, they'll be fucking very
But
dangerous.
I guess if
but
it has the young in them.
I don't know.
I'm going to play devil's advocate. Maybe it is real.
I like that in this situation, that's devil's advocate. That's good.
Well, when I'm talking with Zamet, I feel it's devil's advocate.
Well, like, hey, I'm not asking either of you to be like, Sasquatch, this footage is real. It's just
there's a lot of stuff
to
be like, all right, if the analysis of that is saying, like, well, you don't know. But for me, I'm like, well, the behavior. Like, what is an ape-like person?
What is a large hominid, which is what Sasquatch would be if it were real?
Yeah, like, what would their behavior be? Or someone hasn't been, like, you hear those.
Well, I was just going to say, if the Sasquatch, one of the reasons people say that we don't see it the same way we see a deer, it's that, oh, it's quite shy, it's quite retiring, you know, it hides away in the forest. However, if that's true, this Sasquatch wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's like, another thing.
You know, how far away are they? We don't know the specifics
that's
of that.
True. That's
no, no, there's
true.
Zoom. Because there's, you know, that island or something, it's off in Europe, wherever it is, where it's like a tribe of humans that haven't been touched by civilization. And anytime anyone tries to go there,
they'll just get
them good with spears. Like, they're so super aggressive.
Isn't
there
footage of them throwing spears at a helicopter?
Yeah, a surveillance drone or something like that.
But if they got that helicopter, though, you'd be like, nah, fair, you can have it.
Oh, man, can you imagine being the one who got that helicopter?
Oh, my God.
In our society, that'd be amazing. Their society.
So, you know what I mean? So you got that society being, like, not touched by humanity. They see something else, like, not kill it. I just feel that is more an instinctual thing that I could be like, I don't want to say the word relate to, but understand.
I agree.
Like, the fact that it just didn't look and just paused as well. The fact that it just looked over and just like, what's over there? Didn't break its stride.
No, sick.
Like, for me, if I'm walking down the street and I turn my head and I see a dog, I stop. I'm like, ooh, dog.
Exactly. Yeah. And especially since it clearly saw them because it turns and looks.
Do a double take either.
There's no moment of like,
what the fuck is this?
I'm looking at this and I'm assessing this like an animal would, and then I'm carrying on considering not a threat. There is none of that. I agree.
No, it seems more like an actor. This is your stage directions. You walk over there, you turn over, you slightly, and you keep walking.
Yeah.
And that's the sort of thing you'd give a director would give like an actor to do.
I'm not so suspicious of that. Once again, because I don't know what happened immediately. Maybe it starts sprinting immediately after this footage is done. Maybe it's like, because it's not prey. Obviously, in wherever its environment is, if it is real, maybe it is lord of its domain and doesn't need to be afraid.
But it still would be very
plus. We don't territorial, have a terrible gauge, a terribly good gauge of the intelligence of an animal like this. If it is a genuine animals.
What are apes like, as in gorillas? If you go back to gorillas. Yeah. What are they like when you just step into the territory?
Pretty chill, actually. If you watch documentaries where people go to those, you know those gorillas that chill in the middle of like the jungle? I mean, just gorillas, I guess.
When Jane goes to see Tarzan.
Yeah. But if you think about like the only time I've ever seen gorillas be aggressive towards documentary makers, it's like playful. There's this crazy footage of this poor woman, and she's like playing with a gorilla, and then this huge gorilla just as a goof goes up and grabs her by her coat and just starts running with her, and she's like, ah! And then the gorilla lets her go and is like, I don't know what the fuck your problem is, and just walks off.
Yeah. And also, if you do a sign of aggression, they aggressive.
Yeah, exactly, which potentially, I guess, Patterson and Gimlin maybe weren't that aggressive. Really? For me, it's more suspicious that it's just not characteristic of what we've come to assume if it isn't a real animal, like, is its behavior. Like, that's just absolutely not... It seems like, from all the descriptions, that this is an animal that if it saw people would be like, whoop, shit, and like...
Yeah, retreat. There's no panic, there's no nothing. Instead, but then again, you go like, well, you just have, you know, we're surmising or arguing about the potential of the behaviors of a creature that we don't know anything about.
That's
if it exists.
Yeah.
And if it does exist, this is one case. Yeah. So it could be an
why
anomaly.
Are we saying it's
it could
so
be, you know,
secretive and such?
What do you mean? The Sasquatch? Yeah, just generally people say that it's retiring, it's shy. They say that people don't really realize how large the Pacific Northwest is as like an area of land.
Like, what in its environment has taught it to be like that, if that's the case?
That's a good question. And I think interestingly,
it's not like we went through a hunting period of them.
No, not like we were like, Sasquatch.
So like the dodo, where they should have been afraid of us.
Yeah.
Well,
you know that. Oh, there's a guy. I think he was almost. It was like a tribe somewhere, and he's like the last of his kind. And there was this giant cull of all these people, and they just occasionally will find these like tents or whatever that he's built up, because he still thinks they're being hunted. Because one government or whatever, again, they killed the whole tribe off, and he just seemed the last survivor. And so when they got in there and they stopped him and all the kind of crap, it was too late kind of stuff, but he thinks it's still happening. And so he's just living his existence afraid of
people. As.
So, yeah.
Yeah, like, maybe we did hunt him.
but, you know, that's in his lifetime.
Yeah.
So that maybe why he's reclusive, or she's so... Sasquatch would be reclusive. Is not. Maybe it was this one just a little bit like just touched in the head, you know, a little bit mule kicked, shall
we
say.
They've been doing this for so long. It's like passing down from parent to child almost sort of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I agree. And
why are they so reclusive?
I think, it's interestingly enough, the Native Americans and all of the Native Americans have their own name for the Sasquatch.
Each Native American individually has their own name.
Exactly.
Greg, Combo, Shillelo. Yeah,
all very European, except for the last one. Very European names.
But every different tribe has a different name for and like a spiritual place in their animal pantheon for this large ape. And the feeling you get from reading all of these sort of ancient stories about them and looking at all this ancient folklore is that it used to be just a part of existence. And in fact, interestingly, if you look at early colonization of America, like there are people's diaries, there are stories in really early newspapers which treat them like there was sort of no big deal. So I guess the theory is, whether or not you ascribe to it, is that as America became more and more colonized, these animals retreated further and further away back into the woods. Which, I mean, we do have examples of that happening in reality. There was in 2013 a deer. A brand new deer discovered, and that deer used to be quite common. Everybody, the native people were like, yeah, it was discovered, but discovered in Vietnam. And during Vietnam with the war, that animal was like, oh fuck, and so retreated further and further back into these forests where nobody went.
Okay.
So
the argument could be during one of the American Civil War,
or
like
just
that.
Even the amount of activity
or
that
the
is suddenly here.
That was there.
They're like, whoa, we're getting away. That's how the theory goes anyway, because that kind of stuff does happen. Yeah. So that's. Any other questions?
I think I'm pretty good.
What opinion would you formulate from all of that? What have you come away with from this discussion?
It would be impressive if it wasn't a hoax, because all signs well, not all signs, but like 90% of the signs do point to hoaxes, and a lot of them are just like, okay. Like, it's just like, really, Bluff Creek, Wallace being there, the footprint you found were Wallace's, big old titty that you drew with big
you
old
titties. The big old titties.
Little bit sus. Last day, and it just so happens to be, you know, again, walking away from you, and you didn't then stop, and then maybe, I don't know if you were filming it or not filming it, but you were like, fucking, we are following that no matter what.
You would think you'd be like, get on the horse, we're hunting this.
Like, weirdly, like, why you'd say, like, why didn't they hunt it? But it's kind of like, why didn't they hunt it?
Yeah, how long did they go out for? Do you know?
I'm not sure of the exact time, but it was a while that they were in the
yeah,
forest.
You, like, go out for, what, weeks or whatever. Mm. You see it, you're like, yep, and we got the film. time
well
to
done.
Pack it on like, it.
Well if done, you, gang. Let's yeah. juggle
If you're saying they tried to track it and they lost the trail, I'd be like, why? How long?
How? First off.
How? Yeah. And then how long were they?
They got confused with all the other book
people. Wallace's footprints everywhere.
They're like, which one is it? Which one is it?
Which fucking one is he?
Fuck you, Wallace!
Wallace, and they're looking down, but I can just like laughing.
Got him.
Maybe that's what Wallace has been doing the entire time, trying to throw people off the scent.
He's protecting Bigfoot.
Oh, maybe Wallace is the true protector of the Bigfoot.
Maybe Wallace is secretly a Bigfoot.
Shaved him good.
So, a lot points to the negative side of thing. However, if a lot of film analysis and a lot of, like, you know, people saying, like, it's odd that the muscles and
the scale and all that kind of thing. The legs would have to be, you would have to have, there's like a, I think a good diagram out there somewhere on the internet that you can find where someone's like, this is what actually a human would have to be doing inside this costume for it to work. And like they say, the more realistic, the better aesthetically a costume looks, the more difficult mechanically it becomes. So like, there's always that niggling doubt.
Like, basically what you've done to me is you've now put in niggling doubt, which means I'll probably end up, you know, in the next couple of days just watching a bunch of the same documentaries and YouTube things that you have watched to get to this conclusion. But I would say 90% or 95%, I'm pretty sure this is a hoax.
I think that's a good opinion to have.
And 5%, like, ooh. Everything around this kind of makes more of a hoax, but then those elements are like, ooh,
you got, I gotta step back and dang, I can't be 100%.
So the way I feel is there are maybe a couple questions about this film. Like I said, you know, they didn't know this image stabilization shit was going to be available down the track. Why bother with such a detailed suit? I'm more interested with the story beyond the film. I would be surprised if the film weren't faked, but maybe there is a Bigfoot. I don't think it's on the film.
Yeah, I think in the end, I sort of come away with the same opinion. I'm like, I'm still not convinced either way regarding like Sasquatch, and I got like a whole mess of other evidence knocking around my brain to inform my opinion on that.
This could be a three-parter.
This could be a 25-parter. But
by the end of it, you would be sitting there, sleeves rolled up, smoking a cigarette.
Exactly. Red in the face. Shirt undone. But I think as to whether there is a Sasquatch on the Patterson-Gimlin footage, you're right, Sam. There is just, for me, too much around. And of course, there's that niggling doubt. And even the stuff where it's like, well, you had Wallace in the same area. You had Patterson who drew the footage, drew the picture. And then there was the Sasquatch he drew. I'm like, yeah, but Patterson denied ever encountering or talking to Wallace. You know what I mean? So you're like,
but then Wallace was like, nah, he came to my house.
Well, that's
true. He's like, well, Wallace, a notorious like hoaxer would, and has.
You wouldn't want, Patterson, I guess, wouldn't want. But no, but, well, here's the thing. Patterson actually, he did go and chat to Wallace once. Wallace says he just came a lot more than he did.
Okay.
So Patterson's just like, no, I only went the one time. Wallace is like, he was here all the time.
Oh, that sounds a little bit like he was there all the time, and he's just like trying to be like, no, it's not what he says it is.
Distance himself, because he probably wanted to distance himself from
Which
Wallace.
I guess would be fair. I think for me, it's just like, none of it adds up on either side, which is, I think, what makes it quite interesting. You're like, well, here's all the reason that it should be a hoax, but actually some of that doesn't really connect, even though all of it individually would be like, oh, but you're like, but then there's this and that and this. And then on the other side, you're like, well, here's all the stuff that makes it seem like it's not a hoax. But then again, you're like, well, yeah, but film analysts have looked at it. And so in the end, I'm divided personally. I think I'm leaning more, you know, towards the idea that it was a hoax. But I yeah, I honestly would not be able to say either way.
Mm. I'm going to continue comfortably living my life, believing that there is no Bigfoot, mm-hmm. and assuming that is correct.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Adam.
Hope you got spooked, America.
Get spookies.
And if you have an opinion on the Patterson-Gimlin footage, yeah, let us know in the comments.
If I missed a fact, which I'm sure I did, let us know. If you'd like me to talk about another mystery that you know of or that you're interested in,
also
leave it in the comments, yeah. So that and we'll do it next.
Or just get like a shit ton of your research, just compile it all into one big email. And send it to joel.dusher at sanspantsradio.com.au.
At the very least, send him the Wikipedia link for the Patterson-Gimlin footage as a joke.
Send him that specific one. So he's like, burr, 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 no scope.
So long.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Do you wish your brain could be worse? The very idea of ideas hurts you? Well, we've got great news. For just under $7 a month, you can get access to the Bad Brain Boys Plus over on Apple Podcasts and never have to be clever again. Just head to apple.co/badbrainboys for your one-stop shop to smooth brain bliss, uninterrupted listening, and a heap of bonus content that'll give you ample opportunity to get actively stupider. That's apple.co/badbrainboys and start your free trial today.